You know, I actually like going one-on-ones. You know, you get to do it in training camp a lot, but, you know, because it's training camp. But then, you know, as the season moves on, you kind of get away from it and go to more of a look team and things like that. But when you're going against those guys, man, it's just you can talk to those guys. And, you know, I talk to Brandon a lot because I'm on that side. I get to rush him a lot. I say, man, what did you see right there? And we're always helping each other out. And with Jason, you know, we all know our struggles, so we try to better each other by, you know, just trying to help each other out and tell each other what we can do to avoid that being one of our weaknesses and work on it.
Do you talk to them about, because Jason's so good at recognizing things pre-snap and stuff, to where you can hide what you're trying to do, because he can say,
Well, the thing is, you know, and he's been going against the defense for a couple of years, 2 years now, and we only do one or two things, you know. I've actually switched it up on Jason a few times where he thought I was doing something. I did a different, or we may be in practice and blitz something, and he'll say, oh man, that was a good blitz, you know, something he didn't recognize. So, but you know, it's all for the good. We help each other.
You bring the jersey out there?
Man, no, I forgot it on my counter. No, I'm gonna get you some though. I'm gonna get you some. It was a gift. The mask was a gift from a reporter from Mexico, and he told me that if I wore it, then I would have superpowers. So I bought in, and I still got it on. He told me. Yeah, he did tell me it was Spanish. Yes, he did say that.
Do you know any Spanish?
Me? Man, I'm from Mississippi. No, I don't know Spanish. No, he just gave it to me. Yeah, yeah.
Actual question. What do you remember about your time with Deion Lewis?
Deion, he was, you know, a great player here when I was in Philly with him. And, you know, he's funny. He you know, he walk around, you know, little guy. So I would call little guy little man. So he's still a little man in my book.
He says he's small, but he doesn't play little. Is that kind of what you saw from him here? No,
I mean, he plays like a, you know, he get the ball between the tackles and he run downhill. And, you know, we're going to have to hit him. I mean, he's a great player. I mean, he's one of the best, you know, in the league to ever do it. And, you know, we got a bunch of respect for him.
When you guys in 2016, they re-signed Zach and Lee, and you know it later. What did you take from that? Did your father just kind of try to send you guys a message over there?
Donnie Jones. You know what? You know, the thing about it is, you know, with signing those guys, he let us know that, you know, obviously he was trying to keep the core guys together. You know, the thing he was trying to keep, you know, guys that he drafted, you know, just keep us all together. So I think that was his biggest thing.
Timmy told me that when he got traded, you texted him, like, you called him first, he didn't answer, and then you texted him, like, 3 hours afterward. Did you get his number from Howie? Because he doesn't know how you
Yeah, man, I make stuff happen. I get the phone numbers when I need it.
Is that how you got them?
I get the phone numbers when I need them. Anybody.
And why did you feel like you wanted to talk to him that way? Why was it important to you to kind of go?
To let him know that, you know, he's welcome. And, you know, honestly, you know, and the truth is to tell him, you know, what type of room that he'd be dealing with. You know, I told him there was a group of great guys, but also, you know, not just great guys that shows up to work hard every day and compete. And, you know, he bought in and he shows up every day.
Is it a Mississippi area code?
Nope.
All right.
Thanks. All right, now we're going to give Donnie Jones the mic.
I just wanted to know what it's like to be a big-timer Super Bowl 52.
What? Oh, you asking me the questions?
Well, I just left my media roundtable discussion over
the
there.
The roundtable. Well, you hear it with everybody else now, so you going to give him a line, look Kenny Chesney a little bit? Look, no?
Me too?
Yeah, give him a little bit.
What do you want me to do?
Just give him a little, just one line, a line or two. Give him a line or two.
Right, well, since it's taken me so long to get here, I figure maybe a little bit of young.
Yeah, give it to him. Give it to him.
Looking back now, it makes me laugh. We were growing our hair. We were cutting class. Knew it already. There was nothing to learn. We were striking matches just to watch them burn. Listen to our music just a little too loud. We were hanging in there with the outcast crowd. Come on, Fletch.
Into I'm let you sing it.
With some discount beer. It was a long train trestle, but we had no fear. Man, I don't know where the time goes. Where'd it go? But it sure goes fast. Just like that. I'm done.
He done. He gave y'all a little bit.
Super Bowl 52, hanging with Fletcher Cox. And
all right, guys. Thank you.